Hey, it's Murphy, Houston, Cozy 101.1. The big weekend is here, February 9th through the 11th at the Ball Arena. The Denver Monster Jam Arena Championship Series coming to town. I take my grandkids down there. Oh, my gosh, it's just totally out of control. So it's always fun to talk to the drivers when they come to town, especially if her name is Ashley Sanford, who is the 2023 Rookie of the Year. Ashley, welcome to Cozy 101.1.
What an introduction. Thank you so much for having me. I really am so excited for Denver this weekend. It is my second year only competing with Monster Jam. I have a motorsports background, but this has truly been a dream come true. So it's going to be my second time in Denver competing, and I'm ready to bring it.
Well, listen to you now. And look at the fact you drive the Megalodon, which is a huge monster shark-looking truck, which is massive, and then you get 2023 Rookie of the Year. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. No, truly, it was such an honor going up against, you know, five other rookies who were absolutely killing it last year. It just really gave me the validation of the blood, sweat, and tears that I've put into my passion for motorsports. You know, getting that trophy and that recognition really was solidifying, saying, hey, you're doing all right, kid. And we are. We have been on fire this year, Megalodon and I. And so we're in the heat of the championship race right now. And even though we're still maybe baby shark a little bit, status, we're coming for everybody. We're right behind.
Well, congratulations. But I got to ask, there's not a lot of female drivers in the Monster Truck Jam. How did you get started and get involved?
I know, isn't it crazy?
Yes.
So for me, growing up, I am so blessed. I grew up with a dad who, I mean, it started really with his grandfather, just always was passionate about motorsports, but was always a fan. And so my dad was the first one to compete recreationally in sand drag racing. And so I looked up to him, but I never saw a difference between male and female. I just knew I wanted to do what dad did. But also, I didn't have anyone to look up to when I was a little girl. You know, there was, you know, few and far between as far as female racers went. And so I really just aspired to be my dad.
Oh, good,
like,
for you.
You know what? With his support, though, and he saw that drive in me that he had in himself to truly drive. And so he supported me, and me and my little sister would go to Monster Jam events as fans. Oh. And so getting to, you know, be full circle and now be in the sea and be able to be the platform to little girls and boys, it doesn't matter any age, really, that if you're passionate about it and you go for it, it's possible.
Well, listen, to have your dad be kind of your idol and the one that set the example, it's usually some other kind of a driver, I would imagine, but having it be your dad, how special is that?
Yeah, I know, it really is. And so it's really cool to be, even though I consider myself a fourth generation, you know, race car enthusiast fan, I'm the first generation driver out of my whole family lineage of people who've loved Need for Speed.
Oh.
So it really is so great to be, and not even that, the first female in my family. And now, you know, it's growing. As much as it's still a minority, women in motorsports, it is absolutely growing. And Monster Jam is all about the diversity, and they're so welcoming to everybody, you know, shape, size, or color. It doesn't matter, because
when you're
in the truck, it knows no difference. If you got hands and a foot to floor the throttle, you're good to go.
Well, I'll be telling my daughters that one. We're talking with Ashley Sanford, who's the driver of Megalodon. It'll be here this Saturday through the weekend. Actually starts Friday, the Denver Monster Jam Arena Championship Series. It's at Ball Arena. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster. Do you still do the pit? Will you be down in the pits when the people and the kids can come down and see you?
One of my favorite parts, pit party.
Yes.
Absolutely recommend it. It is the best way to really get, you know, the excitement going for the event, because you're getting to meet the drivers, see the trucks up in person, and then they have all kinds of fun, different booths for, you know, just interactions for the kids to just be in the dirt and really experience it before all the fun really starts.
Well, the pit party is a Saturday from 10:30 to 12 noon. You got to get down to the kids. I love them. The trucks are massive. The drivers are the best. And so is Ashley Sanford. Ashley, can't wait for you to get to Denver. Appreciate you coming on Cozy 101.1 with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's just a couple days away, and I can't wait.